Today, we'd like to study the God's Word, the book of Ezra, chapter 4, verses 1 through 24. The title is Accusation. Before starting, we want to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, who are the adversaries? Who are the adversaries? Or who are the enemies in verse 1? Question 2, what are three reasons or three causes to the accusation to stop building temple? What are three reasons to the accusation to stop building temple? The last question, when we Christians face wicked men or wicked happenings, what should we do? In light of this context, the last question, when we Christians face wicked happenings or wicked men, what should we do in light of this context? First of all, we'd like to see in the historical backgrounds. Right now, Judah is a Jewish people, were carried away as a captivity for 70 years by Babylonians. But the new country came out. That country name is Persia. Persia conquered Babylonian, so therefore the Judah country was defeated by Babylonian. Babylonian country was conquered by Persia. So Persia new king Cyrus ordered to Israelites, you may build the temple in Jerusalem when you come back to your country, Judah and Jerusalem. That's a basic historical background. First of all, at that time, northern Israel were already defeated by Assyria. So in 722, so northern Israelites married with other races people. So they got intermarriage. So they are the servant. They worshiped not only God, Jehovah God, but also other pagan gods. So here, now when the adversary of Judah and Benjamin, two tribes are main tribes over southern nation at Judah. So northern nation, the left 10 tribes composed of a northern nation, but the northern nation, Israelites, people, already mixed with the other races. So they involved not only in God's worship, but also other pagans' worship. So now when the adversary of Judah, Benjamin, so adversary meaning all people except Judah descendants and Benjamin descendants, that's called as adversary. Right here, also Samaritans, we can call Samaritans too. Adversary of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity, so descendants meaning descendant of Judah and descendant of Benjamin, Israel or Jacob had 12 sons. So 12 sons, so one tribe name is Judah, the other one is Benjamin. So two tribes descendants composed the southern country in the name of Judah, but the other 10 tribes composed a northern country called as Israel. So northern countries people already defeated by Assyria. So Assyrians, the first intermarriage, interracial marriage to northern Israelites. So those people, those descendants, served, worshiped not only God, Jehovah God, but also other pagan gods. So right here, adversaries meaning of Judah and Benjamin, the descendants except Judah's and Benjamin's are called as adversaries. were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel. They came to Zerubbabel. Who is Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel is the leader to bring the Jewish people, basically Judah descendants and the Benjamin descendants, to bring into Jerusalem of Judah in order to build up the temple of Jerusalem. Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's houses. So the other tribe, family heads of the father's houses, and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." Here is the king of Assyria. King of Assyria, 722 before Christ, they conquered northern tribes. So northern tribes left the 10 tribes, descendants said, "We want to build the temple together with you who are Judah descendants and the Benjamin descendants. Basically, we want to help you to build up the temple in Jerusalem." That, you know, suggestion. So, adversaries, the 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 27 through 33, basically, the northern tribes' descendants, except Benjamin and Judah, the Bible says, they feared the Lord. The northern tribes' descendants, they feared the Lord, meaning they worshipped God, yet served their own gods, pagan gods, plural, according to the rituals of the nations. So a lot of nations from among whom they were carried away. So basically, the king of Assyria, the conquered northern tribes, so king of Assyria forced the northern tribes, Israelites, interracial married with other people. So other people's pagan god worships into the northern kingdom, Samaria area. So they worshipped not only the Lord, but also other gods. So basically, they are polytheist. So here, Zerubbabel and Jeshua, Jeshua is the high priest of Judah. So high priest Zerubbabel, leader. Zerubbabel of Judah descendant. Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's houses of Israel said to them, "You may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel." Basically, we don't want to build the temple with you. Why? Because they want to keep purity. Because God said, you worship only one God, only meaning, excluding any other gods. But the adversary, the descendants, except Judas and Benjamin's, worshipped not only God, but also other pagan gods. That's why Zerubbabel and Jeshua, the leaders of the Jewish people, they said, "We don't want to work with you together." Refused their offer. Then, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, had commanded us. So, King Cyrus, who is King Cyrus? King Cyrus, historically, during 538 through 530, 9 years, he reigned Persia. Persia country. So Cyrus commanded, the Bible said, to Ezra, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Cyrus king, "Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia." So now Persia, Cyrus king, conquered the Babylonian countries. Babylon countries had conquered Judah. So, the Cyrus king in Persia conquered all Babylonian countries and Babylonian conquering countries as well. The word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. So Jeremiah, about 56 years ago, Jeremiah prophesied. They said, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10 said, "But thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place." Jeremiah delivered the God's word to Jewish people. You, after 17 years of captivity by Babylonian people, then you would go back to home country Israel. You would build the temple in Jerusalem of Israel. So there, this one, by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stood up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia. Basically, the Holy Spirit stirred up the Cyrus king of Persia so that he, Cyrus king Persia, made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, including the Israel, and also put it in writing saying, "This says Cyrus king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah." So basically, Cyrus king of Persia, even if he believed in pagan God, but the Holy Spirit stood up to Cyrus king's heart. So Cyrus king commanded to people, so let Jewish people build his temple in Jerusalem of Israel, according to Jeremiah's prophecy 56 years ago. Then, according to King Cyrus, king of Persia, he commanded us. So basically, the Jewish people said, "We don't need Samaritans, the adversaries help. So we are doing to build the temple in Jerusalem by ourselves, according to the Persian king's commandments." That's basically. Then the people of the land tried to discourage. Now the adversaries, except Judas and Benjamin's descendants, they tried to discourage the people of Judah. So basically, they troubled them in building. So they troubled, they opposed Jewish people to build the temple and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. So basically, they are trying to obstruct Jewish people to build the temple. That's why they hired counselors. Counselors meaning like attorney, right? Some counselor. How to prohibit the Jewish people to build the temple in Jerusalem of Judah. Then in the reign of Ahasuerus, right here, Ahasuerus said in secular history, there is a Cambyses, the Ahasuerus right here, in the reign of Ahasuerus. But in the Bible, Ahasuerus, but the secular history, this particular the king's name is Cambyses. Cambyses reigned during 530 through 522 before Christ. They wrote, they meaning adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. So they raised the accusation, the meaning not to build the temple in Jerusalem of Judah. They list three regions in this context. Three regions we are seeing. Three regions. In the days of Artaxerxes, the verse 7, Artaxerxes, but this one is a secular history. This is actually Pseudo-Semetes. Pseudo-Semetes, a Persian king, reigned in 522 before Christ. But he reigned only 10 months, succeeded by Darius the first, the king of Persia. In chapter 6, talks about Darius the first king. So here, in the days of Artaxerxes, or in the days of Pseudo, also Bishlam, Mitradav, Tabel and the rest of their companions wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia. So wrote to pseudo-king, pseudo-Semetes wrote in, like accusation, the Jewish people not to build the temple, basically. And the letter was written in Aramaic script or Assyrian script, and translated into the Aramaic language. Rehum, the commander, and Shimshai, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to King Artaxerxes in this fashion, the king Pseudo in this fashion. From Rehum, the commander, or the Rehum, the counselor, or the commander, or the governor, Rehum, the commander, Shimshai, the scribe, and the rest of their companion, representatives of Dinites, the Aphrosatikites, and Tarapelites, all of them are adversaries of Benjamin and Judah. Adversary meaning adversary against Jewish people to build the temple. The Dehavites and Elamites and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Osnapper took captive and settled in the cities of Samaria. Osnapper is Assyrian king, the powerful king, but the last time, the powerful king during Assyria. And the remainder beyond the river, and so forth. Here is the river, we guess in Euphrates river, Euphrates river, and so forth. This is a copy of the letter that they sent to him. Basically, adversary, they wrote a letter for accusation against the Jewish people not to build the temple in Jerusalem. To King Artaxerxes, or to King Pseudo-Semetes, from your servants, the men of the region beyond the river, beyond the Euphrates, and so forth. Right here, three causes for accusation. Let it be known to the king that the Jews who came up from you have come to us at Jerusalem and are building the rebellious and evil city. Basically, they accuse us that they are building rebellious and evil city, which is Jerusalem. Why, you know, they accused him, continue to explain, are finishing its walls and repairing the foundations. Foundations meaning, in order to build the temple, we need a foundation work. This talks about foundations. Let it now be known to the king that if this city is built and the walls are completed, they will not pay tax, tribute, or custom, and the king's treasury will be diminished. Number one, if they build the temple in Jerusalem, they will not pay tax to you. So your government treasury will be lost, will be diminished. That's the first reason for accusation. Now, second reason, verse 14 and 15. Now, because we receive support from the palace, it was not proper for us to see the king's dishonor. Next one, if you continually allow Jewish people to build the temple, the Persian king, you will be dishonored. You will be shameful. Why? Therefore, we have sent and informed the king. The reason is 15. That searching may be made in the book of records of your fathers. You may search a historical record over Jewish people, what happened in the Jewish people. And you will find in the book of the records, historical record, and know this city is a rebellious city. This city means Jerusalem, rebellious city, harmful to kings and provinces, and that they have incited sedition within the city in the former times, for which cause this city was destroyed. So one example, the last king of Judah is Zedekiah. Zedekiah is the second chronicle, chapter 6, verse 13. And he, Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, also rebelled against the king Nebuchadnezzar. The Babylonian king, in historical record, Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar gave opportunity to Jewish Judah, gave opportunity to Judah to control his independent country. But the last king Zedekiah rebelled against the king Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear an oath by God. Even if Zedekiah swayed on God, our country, meaning Jewish country, would be loyal to Babylonian country. But nevertheless, he stiffened his neck. Zedekiah stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord God of Israel. So Zedekiah made a rebellion against the king Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia. That's why the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar completely defeated the Judah. So in history, the Babylonian, the first they carried away Jewish people. As 606, at that time Daniel was carried away as a slave into Babylonia. Then second captivity, 597, that time Ezekiel, the prophet, was carried away as a slave to Babylon country. But until second time, still Babylonian country gave opportunity to Judah country to keep his independence. But Zedekiah breached his oath to obey to Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar before God. That's why 586, the third, finally Babylon entirely, completely defeated Judah. So those history show up the Jewish people rebellious heart. That one I talk about right here. That's the third reason. So then we inform the king that if this city is rebuilt and its walls are completed, the result will be that you will have no dominion beyond the river. What are you talking about? Basically, this adversary of Judah and Benjamin talks about that Persian king, continue to allow Israel people, Jewish people, to build the temple. You will lose this land, the whole land, which meaning Israel people might declare their independence from Persian country. Basically three reasons. Adversaries of Judah and Benjamin made accusation Jewish people not to build the temple in Jerusalem of Judah. Why? Number one, the reason, they wouldn't pay tax to you no longer. Number two, your king would be dishonored. Would be dishonored. Why? Because of their history, the saying, very rebellious heart against the kings. The last one, you would lose your land, the whole the Israel land. To Rehum, the commander, to Shimshai, the scribe, to the rest of their companion who dwell in Samaria. Samaria is called Samaritans. In the New Testament, we saw the Jewish people treat Samaritans as a dog, not like a man, as a dog. They treat the Samaritans as a dog. So the Jewish people despised the Samaritan. Samaritan is a mixed group between 10 tribes descendants of the Jewish Israelites, 10 tribes, and the other races. That's called the Samaritans. And to the remained beyond the river, Euphrates River, peace and so forth. The letter which you sent to us has been clearly read before me, and I gave the command. Now the king gave a new commandment, and a search has been made. So king also, the search is the historic record of Jewish people, of Judah country. And it was found that this city of Jerusalem in former times had revolted against the king. So we discovered that the Jewish people had revolted against the former kings, such as Babylonian kings, Assyrian, many kings. And rebellion and sedition, or turmoil, have been fostered in here. There have also been mighty kings of Jerusalem. So they had mighty kings, such as David the king and David's son Solomon. That time is they dominated Israel land, Canaan land, as well as beyond the Euphrates land as well. So mighty kings, such as David and Solomon of Jerusalem, who have ruled over all the region beyond the river, beyond the Euphrates, and tax, tribute, and custom were paid to them. Now give the commandment to make these men seize. So commandment, the Jewish people, seize meaning stop building the temple, that this city may not build, is not allowed to be built until the command is given by me. Until I approve, I said you may build and continue the temple, you should stop it. Like a restraining order. Restraining order. Some kind of TRO, temporary restraining order, or a permanent restraining order. Take a hit now. But historically, so the Israel people, Jewish people, could not build the temple continually about two years, until Darius, the first king, permission. Take heed now that you do not fail to do this. So basically, you should keep my order to cease building the temple. Why should the damage increase to the hurt of the kings? Now when the copy of a king, Artaxerxes, or Shudder's letter, Shudder, king, only reigned 10 months, was read before Rehum, Shimshai, the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste in hurry, to Jerusalem against the Jews, and by force of arms made them cease. So forcefully, the cease, meaning stop, building the temple. Thus the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, ceased. It was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius king. Darius, the first king of Persia. So right here, they are waiting. So until Darius king is allowed, so they are waiting on the law. So they are ceding to continually build the temple. So we could find out, wait on the law. Like Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, when we face difficulty, so uncontrollable thing right here, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we need wait on the Lord. Psalm chapter 37, verse 34 as well. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and God shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. So God will cut off the wicked people. God will cut off the wicked people. So let's see, you know, each question. In verse 1, who are the adversary? The adversary, except Judah's and Benjamin's descendants. So those people are interracial people. Therefore, they are worshipping not only God, Jehovah God, but also other pagan gods. So question 2, what are three reasons to the accusation to stop building the temple? Verse 13, Israel people wouldn't pay tax. That's the first reason. That's why you should stop the build the temple. Second reason, Persian king would get dishonored by Jewish people if you allow continually to complete to build the temple in Jerusalem with Judah. The last one is verse 16. You would no dominion, no control beyond the Euphrates, which meaning you would lose the land to Jewish people. That's why we are accusing the Jewish people to stop building temple. The last question, when we Christians face a wicked man or a wicked happenings, what should we do in light of this context? We are seeing the Jewish people are waiting on the law to allow continually building the temple until the Darius, the first king. So about 2 years waiting process. So we also, when we face a difficult situation or evil happening, some kind of like that, we are waiting on the Lord. We should be courageous. We should keep God's way always. Okay, let's just sing song, our last song, then we'll pray with the Lord's Prayer. Our last song is page 2, number 3. Dorian, can you help them? Okay, thank you.